Welcome now to the midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and as promised, we have some live music in our Buck studio for the first portion of our show today. Quiz question will come your way a little later, 12:35 or so, but worth the wait. And of course, we'll have a prize going out to somebody who gets the right answer to that. In the meantime, we're going to go back to, about 1643, somewhere in there, and look at what might be called the Wellsprings of Opera. And the UW Opera is going to be performing what is sometimes called the first opera ever, with some dates upcoming that we'll hear about. And their ringmaster is David Ronas, who is putting in another appearance here for the midday. And welcome back, David.
Thank you, Norm.
Coronation of Poppea, the work of Claudio Monteverdi, the great madrigalist. But as it turns out, that he wrote at least a number of operas, and this one seems to have languished for about 200 years, didn't it?
Before it was rediscovered and incorporated into what we consider the standard operatic repertoire, which it occupies the space there. Yeah.
And he's taken a classical subject, Poppea being the mistress of Nero, who somehow finagles her way into becoming empress.
Somehow. Yes, it's a true story, of course, because Nero was married at that point to Empress Octavia, and Poppea and Nero got together, and Octavia was banished, and Poppea became the empress, and 3 years later, Nero kicked her to death while she was pregnant.
Yes, well, right, there's a long way to go to resuscitate Nero's reputation, assuming it's even possible. But that part, I think, does not come into the opera.
No, the opera ends with her coronation and the vision of the future, if you will.
Well, okay, that sounds more promising. Now, you brought a few of your performers with you, but before we totally forget, these performances occur when?
Yes, Friday, November 16th at 7:30 p.m., Sunday, November 18th at 2 p.m., and Tuesday, November 20th, also at 7:30 p.m., all at the Music Hall on UW-Madison campus. Also on Friday the 16th, before the show, at 6 p.m., we're having a panel discussion involving members of the political science and history faculties, as well as music.
And you could probably go to UW Opera to find out a lot more.
Yes. Tickets actually available on the Wisconsin Union Theater box office website.
Well, let's get right into some of this music. And starting out with the Empress herself, the one who gets kind of the short end of the stick here. So what is she going to be telling us about in this piece of music?
She gets the short end of the stick, but she has great music to sing. This is Kayla Roche, and she will be singing her Octavia's first solo, Disprezzata Regina, where she describes her current situation. She's not very happy.
Afflitta. afflitta moglie, che fo, ove son, che penso, delle donne miserabil sesso, se la natura e il cielo libere ci produce, il matrimonio c'incatena serve, se concepiamo l'uomo, delle donne miserabil sesso, al nostro empio tiran formiam le membra, allattiamo il carne crudele che ci scarna e ci svena, e siam costrette per indegna sorte a noi medesme fabbricar la morte.
Tavia sounding not so happy about Poppea. I think I heard some dissing going on in there. And it's all from the opera, The Coronation of Poppea by Claudio Monteverdi, which members of the UW Opera will be performing shortly in Madison, at the UW-Madison. And as we go on through this opera, David Ronis, we come to some duets, of course, but I also wanted to, before we go any further, hear about this harp that Krista Patton is playing. She's an internationally concertizing harpist specializing in early music. And so, but this is not the harp that we're familiar with today in symphony orchestras. It's smaller.
It's smaller. Number one, it's smaller. Although there are models of it that are about the same size. I have a larger instrument that's almost 2 meters, which is over 6 feet. This is an Italian Baroque harp. Not a Baroque harp, but a Baroque harp, a 17th century instrument recreated, by my favorite builder, Rainer Thurau in Wiesbaden. After Italian instruments from Rome in the 1740s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, it was a palatial instrument. It lived in palaces. It was affordable by the very richest of all and most powerful people. Imagine if we had a harp like this only in the White House, because they were the only people that could.
The mine runs rampant. although Monteverdi did not presumably write the opera with a harp for instrumentation, it does go very well with the Roman theme, and they would have had harpers.
Yes, the harp was always part of, for centuries, part of the palace, organology, collection of instruments. It cost a lot to keep a harp. This harp has 75 strings, but only 4 octaves, and that's because it has 3 rows of strings, particularly in the middle 2 octaves, where one can, and also the outside rows are diatonic. They're like the white keys of the piano, and the inside row is a chromatic row, like the black keys. So if you think of a piano with the black keys underneath the white keys, that is what this instrument is. And so it has a lot of strings. They're made out of sheep gut. And in the day, some of them sounded a little more sparkly if they included a gold thread in them. And wow. They broke often.
I would suppose so. And what do we come to now, David, with this duet?
Actually, before I introduce this, I just want to point out that Krista is a guest artist who has come to Madison to help us with this production. She's the leader of the continuo section, and she will be sharing the conducting responsibilities with Dr. Chad Hutchinson, our orchestral conductor. We have an interesting arrangement because we've got continuo instruments like harp and harpsichord and theorbo, etc., plus some strings. So that's why Krista is with us for this.
And you come to Madison occasionally with the Early Music Festival, right?
Yes, I've been able to be here in Madison since, I think it might have even been 2000, if not 2001. So it's always been a great highlight of my summer, being part of the Madison Early Music Festival.
And this is a highlight of our fall, to welcome you back. Anyway, the next scene, we're cutting into the beginning of the second act, and we find the house help and their romantic relationship. We have Valletto, who is Ottavia's page, played by Miranda Kettlewell. It's a what we call a pants part, a woman singing the role of a young page.
Very common.
Right. And Valletto's girlfriend, if you will, Damigella, singing their little love duet.
Respiro.
Cara there, carrying it very nicely. He did know how to write, didn't he, Monteverdi?
No.
Well, he'd a little more practice than he would have been first rate. No, he was he's certainly endured through the ages, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Both in madrigal and opera. Well, in this opera about Nero and his mistress, I can't wait to hear what Nero sounds like. Is he going to be as pretty? To hear?
Yes. The answer is yes. Before we go on, I neglected to introduce Elisheva Pront, who sang the role of Damigella in the previous duet.
Very nicely, too.
Yes, we're moving on now to a confrontation scene, if you will, between Nero and his mentor slash teacher, the philosopher Seneca. At this point in the opera, Poppaea has nudged Nero enough first to commit to getting rid of his wife, and the other big obstacle toward in the way of her becoming the empress would be Seneca, who is advising Nero not to do this. And Poppaea basically convinces Nero to request that Seneca commit suicide, which is,
very accommodating of everyone.
Yeah. So this is the confrontation scene when Nero comes in and says to Seneca, I'm going to marry Poppaea. And Seneca says, I don't think so. I have a problem with that. And they have a bit of an argument. Singing in this excerpt, we have Thomas Alleyan, who is a countertenor. So you will hear, when you hear the treble voice, that will be Thomas singing the role of Nero. And singing the role of Seneca is Benjamin Galvin.
Son risoluto fine, o Seneca maestro, di rimuovere Ottavia del posto di consorte, e di sposar Poppaea.
Signor, nel fondo alla maggior dolcezza spesso giace nascosto il pentimento. Consigliere scellerato il sentimento, codia le leggi e la ragion disprezza.
La legge è per chi serve.
Regolato voler. per non è volere, ma dirò con tua pace. Ragionevole comando, distrugge, distrugge l'obbedienza.
Lascia i discorsi, io voglio, io voglio, l'ora, modo mio.
Non irritar, non irritar, non irritar il popolo e il senato.
Del senato e del popolo non curo.
Cura almeno te stesso e la tua fama.
Trarò la lingua a chi vorrà biasmarmi.
Più muti che farai, più balleranno.
Ottavia, infrigidita, infeconda,
chi ragione non ha, cerca pretesti.
A chi pur ciò che vuol, ragione manca.
Manca la sicurezza all'opre ingiuste.
Sarò sempre più giusto, il più potente.
Ma chi non sa regnar, sempre può meno.
La forza, la forza, la forza, la forza, legge in pace.
La forza, la forza, accende gli odi.
E spari, spari in guerra.
E turba il sangue, turba il sangue. La ragione regge gli uomini e gli dei.
Tu, mi sforzo lo sdegno, mi sforzo lo sdegno. Lo sdegno, lo sdegno, lo sdegno, lo sdegno. Al tuo dispetto e del popolo vinto e del senato aperto, dove è la cielo e dell'abisso. Sionzi giusti o ingiusti, sionzi giuste o ingiuste le mie voglie. Oggi, 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 Pompeo, sarò mia moglie, sarò mia moglie, sarò.
Seneca in a little discussion there in this opera, The Coronation of Poppea. We'll have our quiz question, by the way, in about another 5 or 6 minutes, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, we have one more. We're going to hear actually a duet between Nero and this interloper here, Poppea, who's yeah, taking things over in this opera.
We're finally going to hear Poppea. Before I introduce this, I just want to give the tiniest bit of caution to parents that there is it's a bit of mature material in this show.
But
there's,
it's an Italian, right?
So it's an Italian, but there's there's frank sexuality and violence and.
No, this is ancient Rome we're talking about.
Exactly. So. Yeah, but so we love it.
Okay.
But,
well, thank you for the not a spoiler alert, but caution.
So this is the famous final duet, Pur ti miro, between Nero and Poppea. It's essentially a love duet, and it happens after the coronation. And you'll have to come see our production to see the way we treat it. Where Poppea has had her journey, she's now the empress, and they sing this duet, Pur ti miro. Again, Nero is Thomas Alleyan, and Poppea today is Talia Engstrom.
Thank you.
Who thought that Nero had it in him? Love duet between Nero and Poppea from the opera The Coronation of Poppea, sometimes, often, in fact, considered the first opera, the work of Claudio Monteverdi from 1643. And members of UW Opera will be performing it. What again were the dates?
November 16th, 18th, and 20th at the Music Hall.
And the instrumentalists will include our guest today also, Krista Patton, providing the sound of her harp, and a good time will be had by all, except probably in the long run, Nero. I think it doesn't turn out so well for him.
It's an opera about a bunch of horrible people doing terrible things to each other
and
with gorgeous music.
Anyway. How about that? It's so often the case with opera, isn't it? Well, thanks for sharing. And I'll be right back after this with our quiz question here on WPR.